This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Was too much. Can we do it for Jesus? Can we raise our voice for Jesus? Can we put our hands together for Jesus? Can we shout unto Jesus? Can we give Jesus our praise? Can you pray in tongues in 1 minute? Aranda kapali ya da baba dosha. Aranda kata baba bakatali ya dosha. Araba baba 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 ya kosha. Ekante pari ya da banasha. Araba kosha bana makosia. Araba kosha bana makatakatia. Ene bekatele kosia ya da baba. Ya kosia kapandia ha. Eta bala baba shanda bada bandi kapa. Bada bada bala do saha. E pari anda bala baba shaba. Of God are all over this room. Ayana makapaya. Aradika Paliakos. Exantika Taparianash. Elekatia Kapa. Say Jesus. Say Jesus. Right on the throne. Amakapalia. The portals are opened over you. The portals of heaven are opened over you. Lift up your hands, everyone. Lift up your hands all over this room. Get ready to receive the rain. This is why you came. This is why you came. Heaven is ready for you. Lord, we are ready for what you are ready for. Lord, you are ready for what I am. There is an exchange going on. If only I have 10,000 of you that I am able to connect to this and bless in the Holy Ghost. It's flowing already. It's flowing. It's a panty. A panty. It's a panty. It's shut up. You are a woman here, you're called into ministry, or you are a pastor's wife. Can you quickly come forward? Makopaliata, you're called into ministry, female ministers, amekoparianda bakosh, elekatania kaparadash, elanda kasia kapaliata, elakapara katabiata. A shanta katiako. A rakapandia katapa. Adika sika pandiata.
There is a prophecy over. I shall not fail this God. I shall not fail my Lord. There is prophecy over.
In case you don't know, I'm here to tell you that there's a prophecy concerning you. That the seed of the woman will break the head of the serpent. You have a crushing anointing. Every one of you, there is an anointing over you. There is a prophecy upon you that must be fulfilled. There is a calling upon your life that must be fulfilled. And God has called me to raise fearless female kingdom generals. You are in this room today. You are ordained to be a woman general. You step into any general. I take a fire because God called me. And I stand on this altar that our Father in the Lord has ministered. Lift up your hand. Shut up a fire. And lock up on your nose. Lock up a fire. You are blessed to be a woman in this time. Yes, it's a blessing to be a woman in this time. God is particularly releasing his hand over his daughters. And you will not leave this meeting without that encounter. You will go back into your ministry. You will go back into your businesses. And you will stand as a woman general. Apekopai, put your hands on your womb. I may not be able to touch everybody. But as I place my hands on my womb, I connect with you. And I place my hand on you. And as I place my hand on my womb, the Lord himself is laying his hand upon you. Alema no copa. Aya. Apeka palianos. Yes. 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 The Bible speaks of women that brought their dead back to life. Shakapai. Women that brought their dead back to life. Abekapali echoes. A shada da da da. I declare over you that the prophecies of God concerning you is made manifest. I said it's made manifest. I decree it is made manifest. Shout that amen like you believe it. Shout that amen like you believe it. Shout that amen like you believe it. You can go back to your seat. You can return to your seat.
I must fulfill my call. I must fulfill.
I hear there is a limitation, a generational stronghold that is hindering you from the manifestation of the prophecy. Immediately I said, go back to your seat. I started to hear it. That for some people, they might come, lift up their hands and pray. But there is something holding you back from the manifestation of the prophecy. Who is it that speaketh a thing and it cometh to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Because you are in this room, whatever has limited you from manifesting the prophecy of God, whatever has hindered you from manifesting the prophecy of God concerning you, people have laid hands on you. They have declared over you, but you are not seeing it. They have prayed for you. They have said it will happen, but you are not seeing it. I stand as a prophet of God. I decree and declare upon this altar, in the name that is above every other name, whatever followed you here, limiting you from the manifestation of that prophecy, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Areka palia kosha, alikate pariana, eka palia kosha. By a prophet, Israel was brought out of Egypt. I decree and declare, as a prophet of the Lord, anything that is limiting you from the manifestation of the prophecy concerning you, an end come to them now in the name of Jesus. An end has come to them now in the name of Jesus. An end has come to them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Eshe ibitetibe.
Eshe ibitetibe. Adu eo Jesu ibitetibe.
And so, our Father, we say thank you. Oba tanpe donje. Ogbe ninu omo eniyan fun. Ogbe ninu atele bosogo. I thank you. Thank you for how you have started with us. Thank you for what you have done already. Thank you for what you will yet do. Be exalted in the name of Jesus. We know that we are on Mount Zion, the city of the living God, with a company of innumerable number of angels. And through Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, have your way, O God. Do what only you can do. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Can you put your hands together for Jesus and you can have your seat? Media, you might have to help me increase. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for the privilege that he has given me to minister. I was telling my husband this morning that I cannot talk. I don't think I'll be able to minister. But he still had faith in me.
Can we please celebrate our dearly beloved father, my father, my mentor, my husband, Pastor Daniel Olawande, for the privilege that he has given to us, and to me in particular, the training, the faith is my biggest fan and my support system. Thank you so much. It's a privilege to be your wife. It's a privilege to be connected to you. And of course, I will do this a million times over as God helps us. Hallelujah. I have a few minutes more. And I'll quickly run through what God put in my heart. I want to celebrate all our fathers and mothers in the house. We celebrate you. We celebrate you. Please celebrate them, our pastors, our shepherds that pray over us. Thank you so much. I want to speak on the topic, the skin for the rain. The skin for the rain. Did you hear that? S-K-I-N. The skin for the rain. Quickly open your Bibles with me to the book of Joel chapter 2. Joel 2 verse 23. Keyboardies, don't leave. Joel 2 verse 23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Last Sunday in church, Pastor Daniel taught us that the rain is the combination of the former and the latter rain. So there is a former, there is the new rain. The combination of the two will give us the rain. Please go and listen to the message so you understand that. I'm trying to draw our attention to the fact that there is a former and there is a latter. There is the former and there is the new. I want to emphasize on the skin that is able to receive the new rain. The skin that is able to take in the new rain. Please open your Bibles with me to the book of Matthew chapter 9. Please pray in your spirit so that you can understand what God is saying and you can hear beyond what I am saying, that God himself is the one speaking to you. Matthew chapter 9 verse 14 to 17. Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom shall be taken from them? And then shall they fast. No man puts a piece of new cloth unto an old garment. For that which is put in to fill it up takes from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runs out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. Praise Jesus. Have you read the scripture before? Have you come across it before? They were asking Jesus about fasting. But he responded with the fact that you only put new wine into new wineskins. Because if you put old wine, if you put a new wine into a old wineskin, the skin will break. The bottle will break. New wine has to be put in a new wineskin. Please follow me. I wanted to understand why Jesus was talking about a new wineskin. So I did a study on animals that change their skin. And I took the snake for a topic study. How does a snake change its skin? The snake is one animal that changes skins easily. But how does it do it? I read that the act of changing your skin is called ecdysis. So when the snake feels like this skin is too old, the snake goes to a rock or to a hard surface or to a tree and begins to eat its head on the rock. Begins to eat its head on a hard surface until the old wineskin drops. Do you see that? Answer me, do you see that? So the snake begins to eat itself on the surface. Eat itself on the surface until the old skin drops off. And then a new beautiful skin comes up. And God, the Holy Spirit, was helping me to understand that in the process of changing your skin to a new skin, to be able to accommodate the rain that is coming, the new rain that is coming, the new wine that is coming, there has to be a itching on the heart surface. If you hear me, say praise God. There has to be a itching on the surface. A continuous itching on the rock. And then he was saying that I'm not telling you that it will be easy. I'm not telling you that it will be comfortable. I'm not telling you. I pray that the Holy Spirit helps you to understand this message. I'm not telling you that it will be convenient. I'm not telling you that it will be a smooth journey. But what I am telling you, that you need capacity for the rain that is coming. And for you to get to that capacity, there will be a stretching that must be done. There must be a stretching that you must undergo. There must be an exchange of your old skin for a new wineskin. Yes, we are here for the rain. Yes, we are declaring the rain. But do you have the capacity to receive the rain that is coming? The rain that is coming upon you. At the end of this retreat, the rain you will begin to experience if you do not develop the capacity for it. The Bible says the bottles can break. So there will be a need for some stretching. Jesus was talking about fasting. there will be a need for you to fast. You might have to go for a stretch. I can testify that there is always a difference when you are on a long fasting. Pastor Daniel would always say that fasting will flatten your flesh and fasten your spirit. There is a different connection that the Olalekan was saying it yesterday. It is different when you subject your body. Apostle Paul said, I put my body under. In the year 2024, because YMR is a place of instruction for us. In the year 2024, you will fast. Thank you for saying amen. In the year 2024, you will pray. You will take a stretch in God. Because you have to exchange your old wineskin for a new wineskin. So as you pray today, tomorrow, till we leave this place, continually pray for capacity for the rain. When Jesus was leaving, he told his disciples, he said, there is so much I want to tell you, but you do not have the capacity to bear it. You must receive the capacity to bear the assignment that is ahead of you. Exchange your old skin for a new wineskin. Exchange the old skin for a new wineskin. Exchange the old skin for a new wineskin. Sometimes in the place of your stretching, in the place of your exchanging, you might have to go in hiding. You might have to stay away. Before a butterfly becomes a beautiful butterfly, it is first a larva. A larva is quiet, stagnant for a while. But when its time has come, it comes out beautiful. This world may not be for everybody, but the Holy Spirit will make you hear it. This might be the word you need to hear. This might be why God brought you to YMR 2023. That you will exchange your old skin, your old habits, your old behavior for a new wineskin. Rise up on your feet. One prayer point. You will pray with burden. You will pray with an understanding. Your prayer point is, Father, I exchange my skin for a new wineskin. Whatever it will cost me, I am ready. Whatever it will take, I am ready. Whatever it will cost me, I am ready. I don't want to be comfortable. I don't want it to be easy. I am ready to stretch. I exchange my old skin for a new white skin. Can you open your mouth and pray? Amekopalia. What the Lord wants to do with you needs an exchange. Exchange your skin. Somebody exchange your skin. Exchange your skin. Eat your head and exchange your skin. Exchange your skin. Ayeparamataya. Stretch. Stretch. Exchange your skin. Arabako shatabai.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.